Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Korach, we have nine psukim. In this Aliyah, Hashem tells Moshe to take a mateh from each of the Nesi'im and with their names on it, and Aharon's name also was to be inscribed on the mateh of Shevet Levi. The matot were then to be placed in the Ohel Moed, and the person whom Hashem shall choose, his mateh shall blossom, and this manifestation of Hashem's choice will, Emir Tzashem, hopefully put an end to the complaints and the confusion of Bnei Israel. People do this exactly as they were instructed. The staffs were placed in the Ohel Moed overnight, and on the following day, Aaron's staff had blossomed. Moshe showed the staffs to the people, and each Shevet took its staffs back. Now, when we hear about the test that is given to test whether Aharon is the true Kohen, Bnei Israel are instructed to bring these 12 staffs. Aharon too brings the staff, and the next day, this is what the Torah says. It's in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayehi mimocharat. Vayavo Moshe el Ohel Ha'edut, vihine parach mate Aharon Veit Levi, vayotze ferach, vayotze tzitz, vaygmol shkedim. We're gonna go with Rashi's understanding in translating this pasuk, and what happens here according to Rashi is that the next day, when Moshe comes to the Mishkan, Aharon's staff had blossomed. It grew flowers, buds, and almonds were ripening on it. Why did Hashem choose the almond as the fruit that would show that Aharon and his family were indeed chosen to be the Kohanim? One answer, perhaps, is that the almonds in general are used throughout Tanakh because they bud very early, but they ripen very late. So almonds represent shkida, diligence, industriousness, hardworking, assiduousness. It represents that slow and steady wins the race. Take a look in Yirmiyahu Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Heitavti Lerot Ki Shoked Ani Al Dvari Lasoto. He saw a Makel Shaked, and Hashem said, Ki Shoked Ani Al Dvari. That's a very beautiful answer. Aharon was the shaked. He was the assiduous one. He was the hardworking one, and I pick him. However, another answer is given in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman HaKohen Cook. Rav Shlomo Zalman HaKohen Cook died in 1929. He was a Talmud in the Valojin Yeshiva. He was the father of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. This answer appears in a number of places. I saw it in a sefer called Iturei Torah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman HaKohen Cook, if you look in the beginning of Masechet Ma'asrot, the Mishnayot there tell us that there are two types of shkedim. There are bitter almonds and there are sweet almonds. Bitter almonds begin sweet and eventually turn bitter, and the sweet almonds are the opposite. They begin bitter, but actually become sweet over time. And that, says Rav Shlomo Zalman HaKohen Cook, that is why Hashem chose almonds on Aharon's staff, to illustrate both machloket and shalom. Machloket seems very sweet in the beginning. It is fun for some people to watch their opponents proven wrong. It's fun and sweet for them in the beginning to outwit their rival and to beat them and make them look small and inept. But, says Rav Shlomo Zalman HaKohen Cook, he says, machloket becomes, like those almonds, bitter after a while. You come to realize that it's not so sweet to win. It's not so satisfying and rewarding to make someone else feel bad. The sweetness is a Pyrrhic victory, with losses on both sides and no victor at all. And it was only fueled at first by the Yetzer Hara. Shalom, on the other hand, is exactly the opposite. Shalom, on the other hand, is represented by the other kind of almond. Shalom, making shalom, giving in to someone else is not always easy. It can be bitter. It means placing your ego in check. It means letting somebody else win. But in the end, it is sweeter than sweet. A real and true victory. That's beautiful and rewarding. And that, says of Shlomo Zalman HaKohen Cook, is the message that Hashem was sending to Aharon and to his adversaries. Look at the almond. Look at both kinds of almonds and pick a side. Do you want machloket, which seems sweet now, but in the end only ends in bitterness? Or do you want shalom, perhaps hard in the beginning, but incredibly sweet later on? The choice is yours. Have an amazing day, everyone.